Hi, Asher. This is the 26th of April, 2025. This is 2 days after your birthday. I'm so sorry I was not able to attend your fifth birthday, but I was not invited. I'm not blaming you for this, obviously. I'm blaming your mother. I was not invited. I was not allowed. I was not even wanted. I don't even know where you are. If I would have known your address, which I don't, and come, your mother would have called the police. I would have been taken to the police station, maybe put in prison, but I would have been warned to stay away from you. This is how things are in Canada. A woman just complains to the police once, they come and take her husband away. This is how bad things are. I would not have been able to see you anyway. I would not have been able to attend your birthday, even if I was there, and even if I knew where you were. And I couldn't even send you a birthday gift or even a birthday card because I didn't even have your address. This is so shameful of your mother. And so I want to mention this to you so you know. And something I want to emphasize to you, Asher, the most important thing in your life is I want you to give you this most important piece of advice I can ever give you. Live a life of character and integrity. It's the most valuable thing you have. The most valuable thing. If this is more important than everything else put together. Live a life of character and integrity. In this regard, read the book by Manly Hall called Self-Unfoldment by Disciplines of Realization. This book will help you to learn some concepts, how to grow every day and strengthen your integrity and your character. This is the most important thing of all. I want you to be known as a man of character and integrity and wisdom. About 2 or 3 years ago, I found out, I puzzled about a lot of things, and I finally realized and I figured out that There are just some basic principles. There's not a lot of rules. We don't need rules, thou shalt not. We just need principles and to live our life by. Just not a lot of principles, but there are some principles that we should live by. But all principles are based on one core principle. And that is that before we take any action or inaction, say anything or don't say anything, have an attitude, make a judgment about people, anything at all, before we do or not do that, we should ask ourselves this question. Am I mature enough and responsible to accept any and all consequences from this action or inaction, whether it's an action or an attitude or a judging someone or, you know, even understanding someone, seeking to understand someone? That's even a principle. But whatever I do or don't do, am I mature and responsible enough to accept any and all possible consequences of that, whether good or bad, known or unknown, present or future? And if the answer to that is no, then I shouldn't do that action or inaction or have that attitude or whatever the case may be. This principle alone is the basis of all other principles, including the principles not to wrongly judge other people, to seek understanding, and so on and so forth. It has to do with the principle of sowing and reaping. All principles are based on this one core principle. I can't emphasize this enough, because if you follow this one principle, you will never get yourself into trouble. Other people can cause problems for you, but you yourself can never get yourself into trouble. Nor can anyone bring a false accusation against you, unless they're lying about it, of course. But a genuine false accusation, no one can, because they'll not be able to fault your life if you follow this one core principle. And this is how, since these troubles started between me and my mother, how that she has violated criminal code in Canada. They have committed crimes. She has committed crimes in Canada and in Zambia. And Martin has committed crimes in Zambia, multiple crimes. They've gotten themselves into trouble. but I have not done this in Canada or in Zambia. So no, the cheapo and Martin cannot point a finger at me and say, you did this wrong, because I follow this one principle. They do not follow this principle, divine principles, and you can see the results. They get themselves into trouble. I mean, there's other principles about not being greedy, selfish, and so on. These are also divine principles. So I want to stress the importance of this. And character and integrity. Oh, yes. The other thing that's important is, aside from living your life by divine principles, you must control two things: your tongue and your emotions. There are people in jail today who will never get out, who simply were not able to control their emotions. There's many husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, co-workers, workmates, whatever situation may be. They got into an argument, their emotions grew, they escalated. One of them grabbed a knife sitting on the table, stabbed the other one, or whacked the other one on the head, or did something they regretted. And they're in prison, and they think, if I would have just controlled my emotions. So you must learn to control your emotions and also control your tongue. There's actually a relationship between the two, because many people who can't control their emotions also say things that get them into trouble, and that can affect the emotional situation. So aside from living by divine principles, also learn to control your emotions and control your tongue. Now, getting back to character and integrity, this is the most important thing that you have. It is more important than everything else put together. This does not mean that you have to be a wimp. This does not mean that you have to allow people to step all over you, like I am not doing. It doesn't mean that you can't be strong against people. It doesn't mean that you can't defend yourself, because you can. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're strong, but you still live by these principles. I am strong against your mother and Martin for what they have done, but I'm living by these principles and my integrity. Here is the difference. Remember this: your character and integrity is more important than everything else put together. Never forget this, that I'm telling you right now. Strive to build your character and integrity. Be known as a man of high character and integrity, a man who speaks the truth, a man who does not lie, a man who can be trusted, a man of wisdom. Be known for this, Asher. Something that can help you, I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't do this, this is up to you, is join a fraternity. There's a number of them. In England, there was called what's called the, there's a number of them. The Royal Order of the Garter, if it's still operating. There's the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. There was another group called the Odd Fellows. There's the Shriners. There's the Freemasons. There's a few other ones. These are fraternities that greatly emphasize character and integrity in men. They also do a lot of acting and rituals and things to help men build their character deeper. There are some things that I don't necessarily agree with. For example, with Freemasonry, they teach that you must submit to all authority and all governments. And I don't agree with that, because the governments stand for things which are just morally wrong. So there's some things you have to, if you wanted to join and you made it clear to the leadership, you don't agree with this. For example, homosexuality is wrong, but the government says it's okay. You shouldn't submit to the government on this. You don't submit to what they do is wrong. So you'd have to explain to the leadership, if you wanted to join, that, you know, you disagree with this. If you can join, great. And if you're comfortable, great. If not, that's fine too. But if you're able to join one of these fraternities, it can be a good thing, because they have a high standard for integrity for you to join in the first place. And to maintain membership, you must maintain that integrity. Then the other men there as well have to have a high level, and so you be associating with men of that same mindset, which can be a good thing if you're comfortable with that. So I want to emphasize this to you above all else. I want to make this clear. So, yeah, again, I'm sorry. I can't be with your birthday, at your birthday. I've been blocked out of your last two birthdays and your last two Christmases. I want you to follow my example, Asher, and be strong. Don't allow people to take advantage of you. Speak the truth. Don't be afraid to speak the truth. You can be strong and yet maintain integrity. You can be strong and yet follow principles. Following principles does not mean you have to be a doormat for everyone and just be a sponge and accept everything that's given to you. No. You can speak out as I am doing. I want you to be strong like me. I also want you to come here and live with me in Zambia. I'm preparing for us now a home here. I want you to come here with me, Asher. I want you to protest the separation that your mother has imposed upon us, which is morally wrong. Never be afraid to speak out against what is morally wrong. And I'm so sorry, Asher. I really want to be with you again. And I love you so much. I love you so much, Asher. Please contact me as soon as you are able to, okay? Thank you. I love you.